varieties are a good trick to plant for cabbage. So we've got lots of yummy cabbage through the winter, but we're not worried about how to keep them fresh too early.
Okay, so it sounds like maybe that's what I've got here. I can't remember my logic, but I think the last year I did have some splitting, and so I ordered later maturing cabbages, and so the fact that they're loose is probably means they're later.
Exactly, you're fine. Just keep making sure they've got plenty of water to drink, and that's where all of this mulching our crops that we've talked about much earlier in the season really comes in handy now. You know, it is hot and hard to keep these crops moist, and so if there is a layer of mulch that we put over the top of them much earlier in the season, this is when that really pays off.
Okay. So my next topic would be things we can do kind of planning ahead for next year, you know, biennials and things that take a couple of years. I know garlic is one of those. What else can we think about? And tell me about garlic. What's going on there?
Well, garlic is one of my favorite crops. The Mahdow Valley is one of the premier places to grow garlic. It is very similar in its native habitat here to where garlic originated in the areas of Asia over there, Afghanistan and Tajikistan and all those places was where garlic originated genetically from. And so this area where we live is sort of similar in growing climate to that. And so garlic does very well here.